Now, Cookie, morning to you, mate. We've got a text from John from Moorbank who asks, can you ask Cookie if his old next-door neighbour Lachlan Lewis ever gave him the body slam for not bringing his bins in on the odd occasion?
Morning, guys. Nah, I was definitely the dominant one out of the two there, that's for sure. He used to put my bins out for me and bring them back in, so he was a good lad.
Can you run me through that, Cookie? Because I actually thought, as it unfolded, oh, this is a G-up between two mates. That's my initial reaction. And then I saw people running from everywhere. What were you thinking when it happened?
We had no idea what was going on. I think Renault was trying to challenge actually a call. One of the boys had got run off the ball. But then next thing you know, that's all happened and run in. We didn't know till after what had been said between each other. But, yeah, what was said on the what got reported about the reserve grade stuff, that's definitely not true. That's all I can, yeah.
Now, you had to hold a ball boy back, I read as well, from the scuffle. What was going on there?
Oh, well, someone asked me yesterday when I was doing some media about me with the ball boy, but he just got involved, and I was more just...
The ball boy? Saying, like, did he throw any?
No, he didn't throw any. It was all COVID safe. He had his mask and his gloves on, so it was all good. But, I was just sort of telling him to get out, to be honest, yeah.
There you go, Loz. Have you seen that before in years?
No, I've seen most things. I haven't seen that.
Deary me.
There you go. Yeah. The war boy.
What did you make of your performance, Cookie, against the Dogs? Most people thought you'd win and win well, but it didn't sort of turn out like that.
No, it was a bit clunky of how we played, and it always is a tough, close game with us and the Dogs. They always turn up, and they're a very gritty side. They can frustrate you as well, and that's definitely what they did. We just got us off our game a bit. We weren't playing as disciplined as we'd like to, and we won the game, but yeah, there was definitely a lot of work on out of that one. But you got to give credit to the Dogs as well. They had a good game plan to upset us a little bit in what we were doing, and they did that.
Mate, how confident are you that Dane Gagai will still be at the club next year? We're seeing him linked now to potentially head to Newcastle, of course, and also even Brisbane as well.
Yeah, look, I haven't spoken too much to him about what's going on with his contract stuff, but I know one thing that I'd love him to stay. He's one of my favourite players to play alongside with. I see how much he does. I see how good he is around the sheds with all the boys, but then on the field as well, how much work he does for us. He does a lot of the hard yards as well. Plus, he's a class player. He's got a lot of skill as well out in the centres for us. He's a strike weapon for us. So, mate, I really don't want to see him go at all. I'd love him to stay, and I hope he does.
Jai Arrow, straight out of isolation, back into the team this week.
he'll be out tomorrow night, 11:59 p.m. So he'll probably be the only person wandering around at midnight, maybe tomorrow night before coming to captain's run. But he'll get captain's run done as long as he all feels good after that. Wayne will be playing him, so I think that's probably a good thing for him too, just to get straight back to playing and back in the routine.
Cookie, how do you deal with, you know, the, and I guess every team's in a different situation, but the distractions that are being thrown up now, it's, I guess, trying to, you know, be at your best come game day and preparation-wise with training is one thing, but then when, you know, it seems like every day there's something else comes up with COVID or restrictions or something's going on, how do you keep, as a team, staying focused on what's important?
I think you've been in the environment that we're in, we're all in it together. There's a lot of other teams here in the same boat, and I think that's where we can look after each other and make sure that we stay on track to what's got to be done. And obviously, up here, you've got to make sure when it's training time and meetings and all that, you've got to switch on. But then, you know, it can't be about footy 24/7 just because we're in a bubble. You've got to be able to have your time away and get your head away from footy as well. The main one will be at the moment, everyone's just worried about their families and, wanting to get them up here. And now they're, coming up today, they've got to go through obviously some strict quarantine now up here, and that's what we're just got to make sure we support our families back home during the next couple of weeks and get them through it, because especially for my wife, I'd been in a hotel room the whole time with a 1.5-year-old. She's plenty of energy and loves to get outside, so I feel for her, and we just got to try and support them as best we can. But got to say, I'm really appreciative of all the partners going through that and the NRL and Queensland for getting them up here.
Cookie, I think Souths are one of the few teams that can trouble Melbourne and Penrith. But one thing that worries me about you guys is at times you just leak cheap points. How confident are you that you can fix it up between now and when those big games roll around? Because your attack is as good as anyone's. I'm just a little bit concerned that, about your defence.
Yeah, we saw that on the weekend. That's probably one of the things to take out of the Bulldogs game is just the cheap points that we allowed in. You know, just not defending our areas on our line. Like we have a lot of urgency. You see someone make a break, we're all chasing back and scrambling. But sometimes when we just defend our line, some simple shape after an error or a penalty that we've got against us, you know, we're just letting in easy tries, and that's what we've got to stop. Our defence at the other end has been pretty good. We, you know, locking teams in their own half, but we've got to definitely defend our line a lot better and stop those cheap tries. And we do that, that's a big part of, you know, that complete performance that we're going and, you know, challenge the teams like Melbourne and Penrith.
So you're up against a wounded Warriors side this week. They've lost some key players, including, of course, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. What are you expecting from them, though? Because they've certainly got some power up front.
Mate, they do. They've got some great power up front, and that's the big thing that we've got to stop. They've got a great forward pack, and that's where it has to stop, or else the likes of Walsh out the back, you know, they're going to turn it on, and they're going to be hard to stop if they get some momentum. The Warriors always are. They, you get them some momentum, and then a bit of confidence as well, and they're just it's hard to stop. We saw them have a great game against Penrith on the weekend, played pretty well, but you know they have lost some players like Sheck, which is you know, a big loss for them. But definitely got some other strike players that I'm sure they're going to want to step up. But you know, they probably saw some chinks in the armour from our game on the weekend and where they can score some points, like I said before, with the cheap points that we're letting in. So should be a good game up there, 3 o'clock afternoon, in the afternoon on Saturday at Sunny Coast. No, it should be a good game.
Yeah, you're losing Alex Johnson, and he's been a real try scorer for you this year on that left edge. But you get back the source. Joshy Mansour is back. He must be jumping out of his skin to return.
He's struggling to wipe the smile off his face. So he's very excited to be back playing. You know, obviously, with what happened, and then you know, wasn't in the side. We kept winning, and you know, for someone like him, you know, he's a starting player in most teams. You know, so it would have been hard for him, but now he's back in, and he'll definitely make the most of it. But yeah, big loss with AJ. Just the combination that him and Cody are playing with at the moment is just you know, Cody knows he's going to turn up for him. He just puts that ball on a platter for him, and AJ does the rest. The way he can finish a try, his footy IQ is just, you know, the best in the game, I reckon, for a winger, and he's definitely going to be missed. But yeah, Josh is going to come back and do a great job for us.
Now that you're up there, are you getting involved in the Queensland Mail and the Queensland form, or are you sticking to Sydney, or what do you got?
Nah, sticking to Sydney. But if anyone wants to help me out with the Queensland Mail, happy to take any tips on board. I just heard your one before, Loz, the $23 one, so I might have to get on that one.
Something small each way.
Yes, that'd be nice. I've gone with Sydney race 4, number 7.
4-7 is Kinloch's, the same tip as Adam Pengilly this morning, $3.10.
It hasn't been brought up, but I did get my tip last week, but we'll just move on.
I was about to bring that up, Cookie. Well done, a $2.10 favourite, saluting. Congratulations.
You don't need to add that part on the end.
Win's a win.
Well, at least you're going for a bit of value today.
I know, yes.
What's Kinloch paying?
$3.10.
Yeah, that's an improvement. That's an improvement.
You unload on even money shot sides, don't you, Loz?
No, still stay with
no, you're a value punter.
I'm a value.
Yeah. Good on you, Cookie.
Probably why I'm broke.
Mate, good luck against the Warriors. And by the way, how is the... You mentioned the family, you know, coming up in quarantine. How are they faring with everything, your wife?
I think she's dealt pretty well with all the different changes they've had. Obviously, we're very grateful that Queensland are allowing this to happen. And, it's for us at the moment here in the bubble, it's easy, you know. We've got five other teams here, and you know, you see your 20 mates, you know, every day, someone to talk to, and we go to training. You know, we can do all those things, even though we're in, you know, the hotel together. But you know, it's going to be completely different for the families. So I do wish them all the best, and you know, all the players appreciating everything they're doing to what everyone's done to get them up here and to get through it, so all the families can be back together.
I suppose there's a lot goes into it, Cookie, but just on some of the players that may have kids that, you know, that go to school. I suppose it's easier now that, you know, they don't have to go to school because it's all homeschooling and online. Have you got players up there that have kids that, you know, are school-aged children?
Yeah, no, yep. got a few, and you know, Cody's boys, Adam's boys, just kids, sorry, to name a couple.
So will they how do they go about their schooling once it returns, like when the kids are supposed to go back to school?
Well, it turns into everyone just sort of helps each other out. We've got a couple of teachers amongst the group. The assistant coach, JD, his wife's a teacher, and then we've got one of the other boys' partners, the teacher as well, and then there's another one that's an early child care.
Oh, geez, you're lucky.
As well. Yeah. So, I think everyone's just...
That's how they pick their team laws these days. you value the partner's role and job, and you need a doctor, physio, vet. Yeah. Everyone's got a dog these days or a cat.
Mm.
Everyone just helps each other out, mate. And, I think that's what happened with Storm last year, and I think that it brought the team together, and it was a big reason why they might have gone on to win the competition last year.
Mm. Yeah, we used to have that rule when we travelled to North Queensland or the Gold Coast, when we used to have to take 18 away. You'd always push for the person that was a good tourist rather than a good player.
Yeah, of course. The best team man award.
Yes, exactly right.
For us, that just happened to be our leg spinner who was in every team.
You just happened to be the best player ever.
Yeah, exactly right.
Good on you, Cookie. Have a good week and good luck against the Warriors.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.